Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You just do not know. Oh, my gosh. So I had to, instead of the landline calling in, I'm on my cell phone. I don't know how this is going to sound. It's Reality Spirituality. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And I don't know how this is going to sound, but you know how we just roll through it all. This may be a very short show today for a variety of reasons. You know, I can't even explain the universe. I can't explain it. My little pea brain doesn't know all of the ins and outs, the different planning. But what I do know is this. What I do know, my dear audience, is this. Oh. I know how to experience more peace on this journey. I know how to experience more happiness. I know how to feel balanced. I know how to feel more relaxed on this journey. And that's it. And happiness, I am the world's only happiness specialist, and happiness is a practiced skill, which means in every moment, if and when you prioritize happiness and you make a commitment to happiness being your number one motivation in all of your moments, not just some of your moments, in all of your moments, you will be able to drive through, relax through, move through, flow through this journey we call life with a calmer, more peaceful, more content energy and vibration. It doesn't matter what happens. Life is about all types of circumstances, experiences. Life is about all types of tragedies, all types of emotions, all types of events from the ones that make us feel really good to the ones that make us feel like crap. And what I offer on this show, being happy, world's only happiness specialist, what I offer on this show is what the practice that will add to your peace and your happiness and what to eliminate in your daily behaviors that will subtract that. And I'm telling you, hands down, no exceptions, will subtract. Now, if you listen to the last three shows, I talked about five obstacles to happiness in each show, which was a total of 15. Now, let me just share with you this, and this may hurt some people's feelings, but before I do, let me just say that the call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 if you want to speak with me live, and just press the number 1 if you want to ask your question. On this show, Reality Spirituality teaches and shares with the audience how to experience more happiness in life. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about a sense of a feeling of peace.
an internal peace where regardless of what life throws at you, and you know and I know, just because I'm happiness cycle doesn't mean I'm skipping through the tulips, doesn't mean that, oh, life is so rosy. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Kumbaya. No. Audience, if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, you know the universe is throwing shit at me. Excuse me. You know the universe is throwing stuff at me all the time. And it is with the practice. It is with the practice that I share on the show how to navigate through this life. So on the show, you're going to find the definition of happiness. Now, my definition is, I don't know, we're all different. My definition is this: to be at peace and to feel peaceful, internal peace, regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. Because it's not about just the things that happen. It's also about the things, oh, that we think should happen, right? This isn't the way I wanted it to unfold. This isn't my plan, but guess what? This is the hard part, and I'm sorry in advance. This is the hard part. The hard part is accepting what you think isn't happening. Now, I get a lot of people, a lot of emails. I have a lot of reaction. I have a lot of people that I'm just giving you a warning in advance. Warning in advance is you might get your feelings hurt listening to the show. You might get your buttons pushed listening to the show. But what I am telling you and what I'm sharing with you has been proven, is evidence of what I practice in my daily life. This show will help. This show teaches how to be happy regardless of what happens to you, why happiness is so important. We talked earlier about how to avoid behaviors that subtract from happiness and how to practice behaviors that will add to your happiness. And what this really is an unlearning or a deprogramming of what you think happiness is. Happiness is not feeling good in every single moment. Happiness is being rooted in, having a foundation in, an energy of peace, a vibration of peace, a maintaining peace. So it doesn't matter what happens. Because you are a big ball of, you are peace. And your happiness, the formula for happiness is quite simple. It does not include any other person. It does not include any other entity but you. That's it. So that is an empowering and a very powerful and empowering vibration that you and you alone are responsible, can make choices of how to feel, how to create more peace. Now, when I say create more peace, I'm talking about in your daily life. If you're in a room of people that are, say you're in a room, let's say this, say you're in a room of all Democrats and you're a Republican, or vice versa, you're in a room of all Republicans and you're a Democrat. Now, are you going to be able to feel peaceful then? And that is what the topic of this show is, minding your own business. But before we go on, I want to share with you that I am available for weekend retreats, for seminars, daily talks, workshop, just contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And the show is growing. We're on iHeartRadio right now. You can find us on, listen to me, find us on, find the show on TuneIn and Blog Talk Radio. So
share the link, share it with your friends, share it with, or not. The show has been growing organically. Here we go. Minding your own business. Oh, you know what? Let me give a shout out. It is Father's Day. Let me say happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there, for people celebrating Father's Day. You know what I think about. If you listen to the show, you know what I think about holidays and the obligation of holidays, but it still doesn't matter. Shout out to all the fathers. I have to say, shout out to my father, Ralph Norrington, who, in his own way, taught me acceptance and taught me how to be okay with the last few years of his life where he did not have mental capacity, but what he did experience was this sense of talking about peace. He was able to be peaceful in the last year and a half, 2 years of his life, because he went into this state where he didn't remember where he was. He didn't know how to, you know, go to the bathroom. He didn't know how to, he didn't remember how to walk. He didn't remember anything else, but he definitely remembered faces. And I'll never forget my father. One of my favorite stories is when I was driving him to his adult daycare center. And my father, when I was younger, trust me, was not a, I love you, Rebecca, you're doing great. No, it was a constant, it was constant criticism. And it wasn't until the end of his life that I realized that underneath all that constant criticism, if I looked at him with different eyes, if I realized that the words weren't important, but the vibration and the energy was important, my father was doing the best he could and loved me the best way he knew how. And on that road and on that trip one day to his adult daycare center, I held my hand out. I was driving him. I held my hand out. And my father held my hand all the way to the center. Now, if he was in his right mind, he would have never held my hand. So know that if you're looking at any situation and you perceive it to be you wish it was something else, you wish it was something different, you wish that it didn't unfold this way, know that you could look at that same situation with nothing changing, with a different perspective and find all of the good, all of the things or elements that can bring you peace. I could not believe my father held my hand for at least 15 minutes. And that's one of the things I will always remember. It's just how the universe works, the planning, whether I agree with, I would never would have thought that, okay, my father's losing his mental capacity, but that means that he's going to be totally without judgment, he's going to be totally accepting, he's going to be at peace. But I digress. Let's get to the topic. The topic is minding your own business. This is a chronic issue. When I'm out in public or when I'm with people one-on-one or in a group, I'm telling you right now, I'm banging my head on the counter here. I'm telling you right now, there is not one time that I can get through a day when I'm surrounded by people and they're talking about what someone else is doing. And they're having a discussion, engaging in discussions, not only about people that they know and what they're doing, but they're even talking about people maybe in the media, maybe in the news, maybe on a screen, movie screen, TV screen. They're talking about people that they don't know. And when I say talking about, I mean criticizing.
I don't know. Hey, they're wonderful. I might get a couple of those. I may get one or two very, 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 very small moments of people praising others. But the majority of the conversation is what I've been observing is talking negatively, criticizing other people. Noticing what other people are doing. For an example, let me just give you a specific example. I was a passenger in a car, and we were hanging out for the afternoon.
I'm not going to be real specific because if anyone listens, that yeah. And anyway, I was hanging out. I was being driven in a car, and we were going to a specific event.
Now, the conversation started with what's going on in politics, the opinion of politicians, and I totally get it, people. Trust me, I get it. I know exactly what you mean because I used to do the same thing. I could dissect someone that I didn't know and never met so easily. Oh, I could have an opinion on them. Oh, I could judge them, and always just judging them in the worst light. In a minute, the problem comes from, not the problem comes from, the problem is that behavior, noticing, commenting what anyone else is doing, subtracts from your peace. Subtract from your happiness. And I have a question. Why?
I'll tell you why I did it. I'll tell you why I pointed the finger and looked at someone else and was quick to judge. Because I thought I was better. I thought I was above all of the description that I was spewing out to someone about someone else. I knew I was better. I remember this is just, I mean, come on. This is full reveal here. I remember saying, not only to myself, but to other people, hold on now, audience, hold on, that if more people were like me, if more people were like me, the world would be a better place. Yep. I said it. The world will be a better place if more people were like me. And why did I say that? I said it because, trust me, I had a lot of things to criticize myself over. But one thing I was very, very, let me pat myself on the back for this one. But and what I patted myself on the back for was, I was open. I never described people as, oh, what color are they? What race are they? If I had an issue with someone, it was never because of their race. So, of course, that's way better than most people, right? Or not most people, but some people, right? Because I remember people asking me, they would ask me, well, what race are you? I have one of those looks where you don't really can't, some people can tell, but don't really know what I am. I mean, that was a running question when I was growing up. What are you? What are you, black? What are you, white? What are you, Hispanic? What are you, what are Puerto Rican? You know, all of these questions, and I would get them constantly. I still get them, but I would always, this is my retort. This is why I'm putting my nose up in the air. I was so much better than all the other people that would ask those questions. I'm totally accepting. I am accepting of all people, all races, all cultures. And so I would always say, what race are you? But I would say, I'm an American. So even the response of what are you, I was just better because I didn't concern myself with color, the color of someone's skin. And that is just a small example of why I thought if more people were like me, the world would be better. Can you imagine the problems that we had nothing to do with race, how many problems, quote-unquote problems, that would clear up? So I just knew that the way I looked at the world was the best way. The best way. Now, I have an example of just a couple of days ago. I was in a facility, and there was a young woman who, let's just say her sense of humor wasn't as broad as mine. Because there's a gentleman now that is in my circle, and he just happens to be blind. And this guy has the best sense of humor. I've talked to blind people one-on-one and one-on-one for a very limited amount of times, but I've never been around a blind person for a lot of, in other words, two to three times a week. I've never done that. And so I've gotten to know this person, and I'm telling you, he has got the best sense of humor and the most open and accepting. I mean, he encourages the humor. And so I played a practical joke. Excuse me. I don't even know how I'm getting on the subject. But I played a practical joke on the blind guy. And he is laughing. But there's a young woman that witnessed it all. And she was appalled. She looked at me and she says, well, that's mean. That's not funny. On and on and on and on. The point is this. And I did get off track. But the point is, when you are noticing what someone else is doing, when you have your nose in someone else's business, there are only one or two things that happen. One of two things. You either accept and flow, or you judge, and judging is the opposite of flowing. You judge and you resist. So you either are accepting, which means you're flowing, or you're judging, which means you're resisting. All judgment, all resistance subtracts from your peace, subtracts from your happiness. This comes from, I know it's a big social media scene out there, reading other people's posts, judging other people's posts, finding fault with other people's posts, what they say. I know some people who they call it trolling other people's posts, especially the people they don't like, just to find more ammunition. So the point is, can you, my dear audience, are you committed, are you prioritizing your own happiness? And if you do, another practice is staying out of other people's business. And that means not reading posts. That means looking at someone, especially someone that you don't know, and if you're making a judgment and you're making a criticism about someone that you've never even met, that just comes with the territory. That's just based on habit. And that is just about you and what you are practicing in every moment. It has nothing to do with the other person. Oh, please, and don't find somebody that agrees with you. Because if you find someone that agrees with you, you are going to be bashing that person forever. You're going to find more ways that to criticize them, more ways to talk about them, more ways to put them down. And it's really about you subtracting the peace from you. I remember this was a while ago, and I had three people visit. They were visiting. And these three people kept talking about this one person
that none of them liked. It was a constant bashing, and this is someone that they knew. It was a constant bashing of this one person. Constant. It was a complaint after complaint after complaint, and all three of them jumped in on it because now they're coming together to criticize. But when you fall into that activity, that behavior of gossip, of complaining, of criticizing, of judging, of pointing a finger at what's wrong with this person, and you might be saying it about me. All right, that's fine too. But know that you might as well be shooting yourself in the foot. You might as well be drinking the poison yourself, because when you're looking out and you're criticizing and you're looking and finding fault with anyone else for any reason, you're subtracting from your own happiness. Now, your ego wants to talk about other people. Your ego wants to criticize other people. Your ego wants to, what are they doing? And it's only because your ego is deflecting. Your ego wants, what does the ego want more than anything? It wants you to feel bad. It wants you to feel restless. It wants you to be unbalanced in every single moment for as long as possible. So when you're looking at someone else and you're making a comment, especially a negative one, finding fault, I don't care. Listen, this even goes with you wonderful people that are into recycling or into the animal causes, all of that. Looking at someone else and saying, oh, you don't recycle, oh, you don't love the animals, oh, you don't fill in whatever blank it is. The most judgmental people, not the most, but a lot of judgmental people are vegans, right? Unless they are just, let me scratch that. This is what I want to say. Unless you practice acceptance of all people, just like the way the universe, and I use the term universe, some people say God, some people say source, higher power, energy, doesn't matter. Unless you are letting go and accept every single person. You know, I know people who think less of people that watch TV. And even less of people that like sports on TV. You know, there's always something to find fault with someone else. Am I right? There's always something to find fault with somebody else. What they're doing, how they're doing it, how often they're doing it. Drinking, smoking, all of this. I used to be, if you smoke cigarettes, trust me, you were not in my company. I did not have any friends who smoked cigarettes regularly. It was beneath me. And now I go on fishing trips, and both of the people that take me fishing, they're both chain smokers, and I'm in the truck. I might as well be smoking a cigarette myself. And the point is this, acceptance is key. I am more peaceful around people that smoke cigarettes than ever. Who the hell, excuse me, who the hell, hold on just a second, audience. Who the hell am I to judge someone, to find fault? To judge someone, to find fault with someone who smokes cigarettes? I used to for decades. When happiness becomes a priority,
when happiness becomes your number one commitment. Acceptance is one of the main practices that will bring you peace during all time. Just the fact that I could sit in a truck in the middle of two chain smokers and be okay. I mean, I'm not doing it every single day, but see, it's a change in perspective, because I'm not preaching to anybody what to do and how to do it. I'm off my, unless you're asking me about happiness, but I am not judging or preaching to anyone, because there is a reason people are smoking cigarettes, for whatever their personal reason. And at this particular time, they need to smoke cigarettes. And so who the hell am I to be critical or say anything about it? Now, I had a grandfather who lived to be 102. And he always tells a story. He says, I smoked cigarettes for 40 years, and then I gave up cigarettes for 40 years. I'll never forget him telling me that. So these people that you're out there looking at being in their business, know that they are doing the best that they can. They are doing the best that they can in every single moment. Minding your own business. Do you find fault with anyone else? And that's from family member, husband, wife, daughter, son. This criticism, you know what else too? That's criticism of other people. This criticism of other people is only going to shoot you in the foot. Hey, Nathan, let me know if you want to say hello. Just press 1. Is going to shoot you in the foot. It's a self-inflicted wound. When you look out and find something wrong with others, I was in the company of a few people last week, and they said something about they were on a vacation, and I got to get home before Father's Day. And the other one said, well, you know, I don't have to get home for Father's Day because this is my time, and this is how I want to spend my time. I've spent 40 years being there on Father's Day. If I make it for Father's Day, that's fine. If I don't, I'm continuing the trip. And the interesting thing was that there were two separate types of behavior, and each of them felt that they were right. And each of them felt settled in their decision about whether or not to leave there on a specific day. And one of them said, family is very important. Family is always number one. Now, regardless of what you think or what you don't think about family being number one or family not being number one, that's not the point. The point is acceptance of what other people believe, what other people, how other people behave, acceptance of all of it. And when you do accept these other people, you will be more peaceful. You will feel a sense of letting go. You know, other people, it's like dragging heavy luggage without rollers. Other people, it's heavy to drag someone else. It's heavy to bring someone else into your space. Because if you prioritize peace and you prioritize happiness, there is no room. There's no room for anyone else but you. So that's why staying out of anyone else's business in all moments, at all times, not even commenting,
I mean, unless you're noticing something fun and funny and you're making a comment. But this judging other people, what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, let these people go, my dear audience. Let people go to discover more peace. It is an epidemic out there. People are talking about other people like it's something that cannot be not, like it's something that cannot be silent. And I challenge you, or not, to just be aware this next week, this coming week, of how many times you are noticing what anyone else is doing. How many times do you have judgment of what anyone else is doing or saying? When you let go, and you really do have to put blinders on, and it is a practice like anything else. It is a practice. When you put blinders on, you know how the thoroughbred horse racer, professional horse racers, you know they put those blinders on the horse when they're running the race. The horses can only look forward. The horses cannot look to the right and they cannot look to the left. They put those blinders on those horses. I don't know what they're called, blinders, but they look like little square objects they put on the side of their head, and they force the eyes only to go forward. So what I say is, when you're looking to the right and you're looking to the left and you're looking at all these people, you're subtracting from your own peace. Now, you can, let me scratch that. When you're looking at these other people and you're making judgment and or criticism, let me say that, because you can look at them just like you're looking at a tree, and you look at a tree and you don't say, oh, gee, that tree needs some work. That tree is going the wrong way. That tree doesn't have enough branches. That tree doesn't have enough leaves. When you can look at people and just look at them, just see them without the judgment or the criticism or anything else that is going to subtract or having expectations, when you let go and you just view the people and you're just in the person's presence without the judgment or the expectation or the criticism or the blaming them for how you're feeling, you are going to feel and be more peaceful. Finding fault with others, how about minding your own business? How about using the time to look in the mirror and feel. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Whatever you're finding fault with, and this is a hard one, whatever you're finding fault with or whatever you're judging another person for, it is really coming back to you. It is a boomerang. Whatever you see in someone else, whatever faults you see in someone else, trust me, you own that. You own it. Whatever you see, whatever criticisms you see. I remember there was this one woman when I used to work full time, and I said, oh, geez, what is she? Always needs attention. Oh, she's so loud. There was no way I was any of those things. I needed attention. I was loud. Check and check. Ah! Because I couldn't figure out why she bothered me so much. Until the universe hit me over the head with, hey, that's you. And until I got to a point where even the people that bothered me so much, I got to a point where she didn't bother me. Nothing she did, nothing she said bothered me. Now, it wasn't overnight, but I definitely got to that point where whatever I find fault in anyone else, I know I own it. Staying out of anybody else's business, minding your own business, accepting others without judgment, criticism, or blaming. You know, blaming. blame. It is never your circumstances. You can't blame your circumstances. You can't blame the relationship you do or don't have. It's not. There's nothing you can blame anything, your emotions on. This life is about feeling a variety, a spectrum of emotions from, and we say, oh, it feels so good. Oh, this feels great. I want to feel like this all the time. Yeah. And then in another moment, another few moments, maybe the next day, maybe the next hour, you're going to feel something different. You're gonna feel different, and that's what this life is. It is a litany, a variety of moments. It's a roller coaster of emotions, and the bottom line is acceptance of the emotions. Why are we here? Why are we here? What's our purpose here? We're here to observe, and you can't observe and you can't witness if you're judging. Once you start judging, you're no longer an observer. You're no longer a witness. See, the universe, God, spirit, energy, source, doesn't have the ability to observe in their dimension. What they're doing is they're working through us. They're living through us. See, okay, let me give you this example. You go to a baseball game. No, the universe gives you a ticket to a basketball game. I don't like baseball. You go, well, it's just not my thing. You go to a basketball game. The universe gives you a seat to a basketball game. Or if you don't like sports, how about musical theater? You're going to top theater in the world or a basketball game. And then the universe gives you these tickets. You're going to watch LeBron. You're going to watch Kobe. You're going to watch Michael Jordan. And you're sitting and you're enjoying and you're watching this show. And you're great. Now, who are you to get out of your seat, jump on the court, and start playing basketball with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James? If you're watching theater, you're sitting in a, you're watching, what was my favorite? One of my favorite is Wicked. I love Wicked. I get up out of my seat and I jump on stage and I'm starting to sing. I'm in the cast and I'm singing along with the people on stage. Well, see, our job is to witness this life. Be an observer, being a witness. And I'm telling you, the universe puts on the show. The universe is delivering you the top, most entertaining. And the show that we call life, is here to serve you. But a true observer, and when you are witnessing, when you are really witnessing, and you're in that state of witnessing life as opposed to judging life, you will be at peace. It is impossible to be a true, full witness and not be at peace. See, when you are in someone else's business, when you are noticing what other people are doing, what you're really doing is, I can't say anything other than shooting yourself in the foot. I'm going to leave you this week with a challenge. You want to feel more peace? Let go. Stay out of other people's business. No, as they say, keep anybody else out your mouth. Practice. Notice. Be aware of how many times you are paying attention to what anybody else does. And if you are truly committed and you prioritize happiness, you will let go. And I don't care how you have to do it. Turn your head, walk out of the room, put your hands over your ears and say, la, 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 la. You know how you do that. You put your hands over both your ears and you just start, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The more you practice minding your own business, the more you let go of these other people, the more you accept, the more you practice acceptance, the more peace you will find. The more peace you will experience. The more happiness you will feel. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, same time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram is Reality Spirituality. You can search me on YouTube. I have a few YouTube videos. I know I need to put out more content. I know. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. My second book, Program for Happiness, I am writing it right now. This show, Reality Spirituality, is heard on Blog Talk Radio, Tuned In, and also iHeartRadio. Woohoo! And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to practice, or not, you know what kind of person I am. I'm accepting whatever you do. I don't expect you to prioritize peace or happiness the way I do. It's my number one. It's my number one. Until next week, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. The universe lives through you. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And until next week, thank you for listening. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get down.
Get spiritual.